Hello and welcome to an Earth First Radio special. We now present the fifth and final part of A Warrior Poet's Night to Howl. This event was recorded live at the Round River Rendezvous 2005 in the North Cascades of Oregon. And here to introduce the Warrior Poet's Night to Howl is the founder of the Warrior Poet Society, Dennis Fritzinger.
Please give it up for Jess here.
So the other day I was talking to Dennis here about, it's this nice terrorist training camp we have going on up here. And, you know, he made the point to me that we're not terrorists, we're terrorists. You know, and I really like that. So I thought, you know, just expound on it a little bit. Nothing much here. Maybe I'll go a little bit farther with it in the future, but this is what I got. I'm not a terrorist, I'm a terrorist. Terra meaning earth, the land on which we all exist. As we drift on this terra firma, feeling her surfaced ebb and shift, I seek to sustain life on this diverse planet, for each breath is a blessed gift. Not terror. I don't kill, bomb, or mutilate. I don't use fear as a tool to manipulate. I don't dictate a fundamentally religious state. Fate would not have me assimilate to a culture whose goal is to dominate, and so I contemplate ways to retaliate and incorporate love to counterbalance the hate. So that's about where I'm at with
Terra-est.
Thanks, Dennis, for the inspiration. Both Dennises, man. Thanks for recording and putting this all together. This one here has kind of got a storyline going. Well, I was walking one day through a magnificent forest. I was listening to the birds sing along with the chorus as the sweet evening breeze shook the leaves of the trees. I knelt down on my knees to see these many small complexities. Then I lay neath the tree and dreamed of its duality between a life of such simplicity and such beautiful intricacy. Oh, but then suddenly I heard the sound of an axe start to pound and a chainsaw go round and a bulldozer pulling it all to the ground. Oh, they were cutting the trees, the magnificent trees, trees that never conceived of such clear-cut catastrophes. So I ran up to the loggers who all gave me some strange looks as if I was a character in one of those Dr. Seuss books. So I said, I am the Lorax, I speak for the trees. Yes, I speak for the trees hold the keys. Yes, trees have no tongues, but trees don't need these. They're like gigantic lungs as they fold out their leaves. They use the sun's energies to make their food recipes, and simultaneously they make the air that we need more suitable and usable for us all to breathe. Oh, this generous deed, it all comes from a small seed, not to mention the entire variety of fruit on which we feed. Oh yeah, the tree gives us material from which we build our shelters, or a paper or a pencil or many musical instrumentals. Oh, the tree, some trees impart wisdom, others give us good medicine, some even open up pathways to other galactic dimensions. Oh now, some trees grow gardens of epiphytic plants. Yes, some trees feed colonies of symbiotic ants. Oh, you see, the tree lives in peace, in a balanced harmony between the sun's energy and the ant colony. All this the tree never even charges a fee, guaranteed to you and me, absolutely free. So now I enter my plea to the human species. Please set free the tree from your self-serving slavery. Stop clear-cutting ecosystems of biodiversity and then farming fake forest monocrop. Clone genetically, grown pathetically, cut mechanically, treated chemically, sold to you for cheap, Home Depot aisle 3. All right. I got another one here. I wrote for the corporations. Some of it might be a little outdated now. It's information you got to keep up on top of, but it's pretty much all straightforward and happening. Well, I said, hey, corporation, you don't own me. What makes you think that I would ever beg and plead for those chains on my feet and let you keep the key? Hey, corporation, why are you so greedy? Internationally exploiting the lives of poor and needy, your elite gormandize. Turn their eyes from all the hunger you create in a state of totalitarian insanity. And in your vanity, you turn a profit on a product for your bourgeoisie. I said, all you sweatshop CEOs, you can no longer keep them hid. The thousands of people you exploit to have your great affluent pyramid. In Salvador, you pack the poor until the heat is too intense. Yeah, you sell their shirt for 20 bucks and pay them only 16 cents. I said it's the Nike swoosh, a beast on the loose, running Asian torture factories where all workers collectively make less money annually than Jordan or Andre Agassi, who are paid exorbitant amounts to make the shot that counts. Keep public minds off your assembly lines where you beat, cheat, murder, mistreat, and commit unpunished crimes. And it's the corporate world of Disney, an innocent child industry. What are these sexual messages suddenly placed into your movie? What kind of sick trickery are you placing on our children subconsciously? Oh, but now let's open up the doors to your Haitian workhorse just to get a peek. Where women make Pocahontas pajamas 18 hours a day all week. Yes, you force them to cower, pay them 12 cents an hour, and all day they can only take one leak. Well, I'm placing you all in the blame, so just stop your sick, twisted game. Yes, the fame of your name, it's no longer the same. You'll find that your money cannot buy away all your shame. So I'm commanding you today to increase your workers' pay so that they can afford family provision. Take away the armed guards from your slavery yards and improve the working condition. Oh, well, if you think that I'm done with this corporate jargon, guess what? I'm only now just starting. Cause check out the misdeeds and the unchecked greeds in a corporation called Lockheed and Martin. Yes, it's the world's largest weapons manufacturer, the US's chief nuclear bomb contractor, the masters of war, selling arms door to door, a global terrorist actor, passing bombs to both sides with abominable lies, saying, oh yes, now God's on your side. Oh, you profit with pride, but when the time comes, you'll find that all the money cannot help you hide. And as if you haven't let bleed enough of your greed, you then profit directly off of human need through the privatization of the public welfare system. From the poor, you make sure pockets emptied. And now with 80% of the world's nations buying weapons from U.S. corporations, I charge you, Lockheed, to stop this grim deed, because with you, I'm losing all patience. Oh, now check out the plight that is placed on the peasants by unlimited Caribbean investments. Pick a small Central American nation, buy up hundreds of thousands of acres, call the Milpa farm plotters illegal squatters, and plant your crops there in the style of the takers. Yeah, you kick them off of their good farmland, you reimburse them with a dry piece of sand away from the river. Now to work is your labor, where you continue to deal a shorthand. Oh, and across your land, a Maya heritage still stands. Oh, you bulldoze their mounds, you claim to have found a hole to drop down to their sacred ceremonial ground. Well, now bring in the cruise ship industry. Hundreds of tourists a day to see a heritage of artifacts, but have your guard dogs attack any locals who don't pay you money. Though a smaller corporation than the United Fruit Invasion, I charge you to stop being the self-proclaimed cop and give back all the land that you've taken. And I said, hey, corporation, I'm not your property, so keep your false reality and your propaganda TV away from me. Who gave you the authority to take all our liberty and teaspoon feed it to any who bend knee and kiss the feet of thee? Oh, but not me. I never gave you my liberty and never sanctioned your slavery. So set all your captives free and stop trying to capture me. Yes, you're in every home, calling up on the phone or selling lies on the television set. Yeah, you're in every computer, tugging at every user out there on the internet. Every PC hard drive has been monopolized by Microsoft undisguised. And I'm telling you guys that you're not really wise as you aim for your prize to increase in size. And don't act so surprised when you look into my eyes and find that I've not swallowed all your lies. Oh, well, I'm not done yet. I didn't even get to Nestle Corporation in 80 different nations. Just your food factories are really baby-killing stations. See, your synthetic baby formula lacks immunological properties. That fresh mother's milk contains in necessary quantities. You're a vicious company beneath a chocolate candy coating. Throughout the poorest nations, you're aggressively promoting free samples through free clinics, forcing mother's breasts to dry. Empty your pockets at the store to buy your formula, which makes your child 25% more likely to die.
Hey, Nestle Corporation, let me ask you why you would even try to make babies die and still walk away with way, 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 way more than your piece of the pie. Oh, I'm telling you now to stop your lying, stop turning your eye to the sky every time you hear a mother cry. Oh, there's more. So much more. I could go on for scores and scores and scores and scores and scores and scores about each company profiting off human suffering upon you, the foreign shores. Or in your homeland where small businesses can to make room for your new megastores. Oh, there's an invasion of Walmarts, big Kmarts, and strip malls. The burgers follow suit in response. That could be you. Tricon Global Restaurants, the largest chain of fast food haunts. 30,000 spots for finger licking. Pizza, tacos, and deep fried chicken. But you still fail to deal enough for a meal for the migrants doing the tomato picking. So please stop your invasion that's conquered our nation from circling around the globe solid. And if you still choose to feed us some food, please make it good for more than just greasing your wallet. Well, it is now my intention to pay much overdue mention to the global petroleum tension. See, all around our world, your plan is unfurled to control all fossil fuel catchments. Oh, the Amazon land is in your sinister plan. The Native Americans once again make a stand, and once again you exterminate them with a gun in your hand. Now this oil, it's been there for ages, before the Bible had any of its pages beneath the land of the Tigris and the Euphrates. Oh, so you rigged the election so that you now have the power over troops armed by Lockheed and bombs that you sour. All the soldiers that you brainwashed as pawns that have been tossed into your corporate game. All the innocent civilians, death counts in the millions, and your oil greed is only to blame. So I'm telling you clean, disassemble your machine. Take your new world order and shove it. Of war and deceit, I've had enough of it. I'm living for peace and I love it. Because if the whole world unites and looks towards higher heights, then surely we can rise up above it. I got a little continuation of the whole Lorax thing, but you got to speak for the water this time. I said, now I am the Lorax, I speak for the oceans, for the rivers and the lakes and all the water's ceaseless motions. Yes, I speak for this material most magical and mystical that courses through the veins of rock, plant, and animal. I speak for the mist floating up to the sky that falls back down to earth every time angels cry. And I speak for the righteous rambling raindrops that replenish the land and re-strengthen our crop, for the snowflakes that slide through the soul-colored sky, to the glaciers that glide up on the mountains so high, to melt into the canyons where the creeks bounce on by off of fantastic falls from fountains that never, ever, ever dry. Oh, now this water does its dance down into the lowlands. It breaks apart the mountains and it turns them into sands. It meanders all around, finds a place to settle down, or just disappears deep down underneath the ground, where it bubbles back up from below into a big blue hole. It keeps on curving and cruising, concocting chaos and control. It rolls, it rolls, it rolls and rolls and rolls. Eventually it meets the sea, where it churns in currents, changing climates, dancing wild and free. Yeah, the ocean starts to move, the motion starts to groove. Then it breaks into a wave with a huge hollow tube. And if you're floating on your board in the right space and time, you can paddle in, stand up, and ride on down the line. Oh, now if you think that the water cycle ends right there, guess what? It's a cycle and it never ever ends anywhere. You see, the sun's energies touch the rivers, lakes, and seas. The water heats up, rises up, up upon the breeze, where it accumulates into clouds that culminate in crashing sounds, lightning and thunder as it falls back down to the ground. Oh, people, you see, now the time has come for me to ask why you must disrespect this precious gift from the Most High. You see, we must stop thinking of these rivers and great seas as places to throw away just anything that we please away. You see, that's a concept that's been planted in our heads. Away could be up in the air, down the river, or underneath your beds. You see, your pipes pump poisonous pollution into the places that I play in. So open up your ears and take a listen what I'm saying. That same water that you send your shit to float away in is the same water that you bathe in and lay in, baptize and pray in, clean your tray in, is chemically screened and clean for which you're paying, then pumped back to the apartment in which you're staying, and is now down your throat a gargling. All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jess. CP, would you like to come up?
This one is kind of inspired by the Austin traveling scene, which is pretty much made up of a bunch of junkies, and they kind of inspired this. I mean, it's not totally about them, but they were my inspiration. Look out in the streets, and what do you see? Shaken, dying souls at the peak of their time, strung out and strung up through their body and mind, aching for a way out of this psycho-driven way of ads and MDs telling you what is and what was, how things will always be, the police teachers and TV. They're shrinking our brains into pea-sized obedient zombies, making sure you behave. Don't step out of line or they may break you, obtain you, and inject you with so much pain that you just shrivel up away. Look out at the streets and what do you see? Babies with eyes bright and hopeful, watching and learning how to be obedient slaves to gender, class, the capitalist way, sucking from intravenous tubes through their glowing eyes to their undeveloped brains, sucking through their mouths Coca-Cola and Pepsi. Don't stray from the way or they may ship you off to fix your unique brain. We're all babies crying for a fix of love, throwing tender tantrums only to be kicked away. But work, work, work is the way. Work until your hope fades. Work until the day they wrap you up in diapers and ship you back from whence you came. Look out at the streets and what do you see? People looking for a way out of this nightmarish dream. Throwing away what they own and what they know and hopping on a train. Searching for freedom and equality. They're stuck in the cracks. Few and far between, but they're growing slowly and quietly, once in a while thrashing out uncontrollably, but then creeping back like crabs to their homes in the rocks at the sea, with their underground communities. Keep an eye out, and maybe you can find them and join the dream. Rip out your intravenous poison and bring back creativity. That's one. And this other one I actually wrote a really long time ago. I haven't read it in a really long time. This one, kind of confusing. Not everyone really gets it. I guess it's kind of about myself and how I fuck up and say stupid shit. And then it's also just about human beings and how we always tend to talk when we shouldn't and be really quiet when we really should say something. It's called Hopeless Silence with a question mark. Let me disappear right now. Shrink, dissolve into air, invisible from despair. Shit, I've bit my tongue once again, bleeding from my mouth, sucking it into my heart, and when I try to spit it out, the thoughts stick. My thoughts are stuck. Is silence fearful? Is there some reason we run, instead of embracing the glory of nothingness in our brain, those moments of peace and solitude? And as you see, I'm having trouble getting through. Do you hear any purpose to continue? So just leave it as it is, because I'm sure you've been there too, with the tingles in your mind and the worry that is formed and the desire to leave this world. Yeah, I yearn to leave this world, because they've taken away what's worth living for. Dignity, love, peace, humanity, and filled it up with hate and greed. Because they're attacking our minds through those headlines. Turn the other way and please retaliate, meditate against this infiltrating disease, because collective consciousness can bring it to its knees and reclaim harmony. Pretty soon, before any of us see it coming, it's going to be over. Funny. We'll be floating off in that silence unembraced. That silence that we couldn't learn to love and designate. That silence which would only reign when it meant life or death to come out and say it. To come out and speak your mind instead of just walking around blind while they took away your rights to sight and locked you up in their cage and beat you into corporate slaves. Do I care what any of you think of me? Because I'm stoned and not getting through clearly. My thoughts are disjointed, my world taken over. But I did realize it after. I realized it after. Shrinking me down to oblivion, spending the rest of the night trying to climb back up with the blood dripping off my tongue. I speak through my hands, my eyes, and my thumb. But I'm not afraid of the tongue. When necessary, the tongue will scream and she will shout on the top of her fucking lungs. But for now, why not just silence? My silence could be fun.
Thank you, Sweet Pea. Welcome Lee to the circle.
I just got one. Normally I like to play guitar and sing songs, but this is a spoken word thing. I recently spent a little more than 2 years walking around the East Coast on foot in a general winding sort of north to south path from Maine to North Carolina, mostly in the big cities. And I made this piece as like a outreach to try to radicalize people. Unfortunately, I was usually too shy to perform it in front of groups, but I'll do it for you guys. Listen up, y'all, to a free bird. I didn't walk 2,000 miles not to be heard. It's a disease that could be cured. So I'm packing the important information into these words. See, I've been living in a garden in the BX, Union Avenue, between the school and the projects. That's where I fell in with the youth force, and they speak in truth, of course. It be the youth thought that plot the course for the movement to keep kids out of the pen. Again and again, the problems that your people face, being held down because of their race, stuck in the same place of BX. I got a taste of the hip-hop communication, the people voice breaking through the layers of nation, state, city, borough, and precinct, patiently waiting for the day when the ships sink. And then we celebrate the day when the people free, and dancing with you will be white niggas like me, because I see through they bullshit history. Ever since my days of youth, I've been replacing bullshit with truth, investigation, and proof of what the black people been through, and the red too. That's why I quit school. I learned my lesson. They try to teach me how to think like an oppressor, so I dropped out, and I started to walk south. I ditched a car for my physical and mental health. I left the auto behind so I could clear my mind of all the madness. Yo, there's a madness that comes from zooming at speeds inhuman across all the beauty of the vastness. I know I can feed my soul off the beauty of the river and the trees, and it's my duty not to pass this by. I wouldn't even waste my time on these urban wastelands if I didn't think y'all stood a chance, but I know you do, yo. It's hip-hop that told me so. Communication breakthrough. I still remember feeling all alone with my home crew, just us in this fucked up world. What we gonna do? Then we heard Dead Present was a breakthrough. They feeling it on the same wavelength. We hit the ceiling. It was the first real hip hop to hit our scene since Bomb Track and Rage Against the Machine. I got a lot of respect for their perspective. Don't rap for no paycheck. It's all collective. They saying cracker. I say let's get free. I know they don't mean me. I ain't afraid to be who I be, cause I don't sell no crack and I don't pack no gap. Matter of fact, it's just a pipe and a dime sack I pack on my hip, and I don't crack no master's whip. I ain't never been the captain of no slave ship, but this city's like a slave ship sinking. That got you thinking like a newborn baby blinks. Before the ship sinks, we got to build lifeboats. If only white folks build the boat, it won't float right. You gotta pack light, kid. You gotta eat right, son. And eating brings me to the main point of this run. Fists and guns and win the battle, no doubt. But what you gonna do when the food run out? So you can drop them wraps and you can cock them gats, but you won't live long eating roaches and rats. You gotta plant your plants on some abandoned land. Then you deliver them in your dinner to your plate by hand. The grocery store dies, you ain't passing the buck, and you ain't putting no gas in no delivery truck. And when the gas man dies, that's the solution. That's what I mean when I say revolution. Thanks, y'all, for listening to me talk, talk. Now I gotta go many more miles to walk.
Thank you, Lee. Thanks, Lee. Thank you very much. Let's give it up to Loni. Woo!
So I'm going to read a couple poems that I wrote. Yeah, so the first one is a little bit closer to home, in terms of not so much on the global level, but more personal level and whatnot. So it's about niche in our society. You seem to be perfect. You're the homecoming queen. Everybody admires your clothing regime. You're the envy on campus. Get straight A's in every class. You're the head cheerleader, but your life is a mess. She just can't escape the pain that she tries to kill with perfection, a life made of lies. You know that you're popular, you seem to be vain, but I can see through it all into the pain. You look in the mirror every time that you pass, you always find some fault with your dress. Nobody knows how tormented you are inside. She just can't erase the pain that she tries to kill with perfection, a life made of lies. She may seem a nice girl, charming and sweet. Don't get on her wrong side. She has the whole fleet of popular boys and girls behind her, it seems. Yet despite all her friends, despite all who adore her, she knows in herself she's living a lie. Despite all her perfection, she sees nothing inside. She just can't erase the pain that she tries to kill with perfection, a life made of lies. And then this one isn't really in the style of poems that I usually write, but it's a lot more lighthearted, not really about the subjects that a lot of the art here has been. Deep and dark, crimson blood, broken hearts, let me take you away. From pain, from hurt, let me show you something new. Near, far away, play a game, lift you up through sunset lanes. It's a game of pretend, playing Russian roulette on the stars. Soon we'll fly and have a dance in glistening dark. Soon we'll bloom into a thousand crystal skies, teary eyes gazing steadily into your heart. Green hills embracing me in my revelry. Lost from blinking yellow lights of civilization, I find myself dancing through rainbow meadows, the flowers shine. Resting under starry skies, my heart can fly. It's a game of pretend, of playing Russian roulette on the stars. Soon we'll fly and have a dance in glistening dark. Soon we'll bloom into a thousand crystal skies, teary eyes gazing steadily into your heart. Soon you'll see me, and I'll smile and pull you through another portal, another world, and then you will gaze at me, my reflection, shimmering through iridescent waters, running through endless butterfly fields, and laugh and grow dragonfly wings. It's a game of pretend, of playing Russian roulette on the stars. Soon we'll fly and have a dance in glistening dark. Soon we'll bloom into a thousand crystal skies, teary eyes gazing steadily into your heart. Be sad no more, be sad no more, be sad no more.
All right, yeah, go for it.
Okay, first off, I just wanted to say that this is the 25th Earth First Round River Rendezvous, and this is the night to howl, so let's howl, goddammit. Okay, so I just have a couple little rhymes that I've thrown together that I'm going to flow for y'all. Listen to the message that I speak in this poem, because the way I feel, I hope I'm not alone, because all the world is falling apart at our feet, yet we still concentrate on greed and deceit. Now the man at the top, you know, he's raking in cash, while in the ghetto there's another bloodbath. So this is a lesson we all need to be taught. The greedy man's the one that should be fought, so here's a few steps, you know, if y'all want that change of step one. You gotta open your brain, read the books, create your own views. Don't follow me, cause I don't have all the clues. The main thing about this step, take your brain off the shelf and think for yourself. Now step two is to get involved, and here's where you always seem to see that. Pause. Now come on, y'all. Fight for your cause. Step three, you ain't there yet, but if you finish the other two, I'm willing to bet that they'll teach you the rest that you need to know. Because come on, y'all, we gotta go, 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 because the riches will sicken. They don't know what this land is for. Their mouths are filled with greed when there's hungry mouths to feed, feed, feed. Why is it that you haven't even started? Are you waiting for the Red Seas to be parted? I lower my head and pray to Mother Earth that we all get up and act first, because there has to be a fight, because they have the money, and this is a situation I don't consider funny. So this is the movement that's being born. Yeah, grab a hold, prepare to be torn from the greedy grips of this society that won't let you see the reality that this world's coming to. Come on, y'all, we gotta change our point of view. That's called Point of View. Then I got this other one that I'm working on. It's a beautiful day, I raise my head to the sky. Sometimes the sun seems to be in my eyes, but it's fine, cause I just take it as a sign to find the strength to persevere this hate that seems to permeate the soul of every person who buys into this culture's norms. We need to transform and rise above the walls and blinders they put in our eyes. See the world for what it is, a place where corporations and consumerism are bringing our demise. Because you can't buy this revolution, you gotta live it. You can take little steps or dive right in it. But this culture, no, 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 it just can't stay. I wanted to take it, turn it upside down, but you can't rearrange, because it'll bring the same old thing over and over again. Just buy, 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 don't give, give a live, because I don't do this out of hate. I do it out of love, a love for life, and a love to create, because it's all about the state of mind you put yourself in. And if you can feel this rhyme, you might know where I've been, because it's about time we let the light in. Thank you. Woo.
Thank you, Ant. Now, Megan wanted to come up and sing a song. So, Megan?
Okay, some of y'all might recognize this song. It's Prince, but back before he was artist formerly known as Prince. So, dig if you can a picture.
of you and I engaged in a kiss. The sweaty old body covers me. Can you, my darling, can you picture this? If you can, a courtyard, an ocean of violets and blue, add the most track curious poses to feel the heat between me and you. How could you leave me standing alone in a world so cold? Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father, too bored. Maybe I'm just like my mother. She's never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when doves cry. Touch, if you will, my stomach. Feel how it trembles inside. You've got the butterflies all tied up. Don't make me chase you. Even doves have pride. How could you leave me standing alone in a world so cold? Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father, too bold. Maybe I'm just like my mother. She's never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you, Megan. That was the last of the stack, and now Dennis and Dennis are going to sing a song from the Little Green Songbook. This is called Give Me That Earth First Religion, and it's words by B.N. Kohler, otherwise known as Johnny Sagebrush. And we're going to do the chorus first so you can sing along. It's very simple. Give me that earth first religion. It's good enough for me. Okay, now that's the chorus. You should be able to do that. Okay, now we're going to get started. Give me that earth first religion. Give me that earth first religion. Give me that earth first religion. It's good enough for me. It was good enough for grizzlies. It was good enough for bighorns. It was good enough for gray wolves. It was good enough for me. Give me that earth first religion. Give me that earth first religion. Give me that earth first religion. It's good enough for me. It was good enough for eagles. It was good enough for pupfish. It was good enough for louse warts. Well, it's good enough for me. Give me that earth first religion. Give me that earth first religion. Give me that earth first religion. It's good enough for me. It was good enough for redwoods. It was good enough for sagebrush. It was good enough for old growth. Well, it's good enough for me. Give me that earth first religion. Give me that earth first religion. Give me that earth first religion. It's good enough for me. It was good enough for Aldo. It was good enough for Murray. It was good enough for Marshall. Well, it's good enough for me. Give me that earth first religion. Give me that earth first religion. Give me that earth first religion. It's good enough for me. It was good enough for John Muir. It was good enough for Thoreau. It was good enough for Abbey. Well, it's good enough for me. Give me that earth first religion. Give me that earth first religion. Give me that earth first religion. It's good enough for me. It was good enough for Hey Duke. It was good enough for Bonnie. It was good enough for Celestine. Well, it's good enough for me.
Give me that earth first religion. Give me that earth first religion. Give me that earth first religion. Well, it's good enough for me. Well, it's time to save our mountains. Well, it's time to save our rivers. And it's time to save our oceans. It's time to set them free. Give me that earth first religion. Give me that earth first religion. Give me that earth first religion. It's good enough for me.
Thank you all for coming to our Night to Howl and being part of it.
You have been listening to the fifth and final part of A Warrior Poet's Night to Howl. Be sure to listen to all five parts of this Earth First Radio special. I'm Uncle Dennis, and thank you for listening to Earth First Radio. Hello, come on.